Roughly 60% of the soybeans grown in South Dakota are exported to foreign markets. The South Dakota Soybean Council spearheads a comprehensive export strategy aimed at increasing international demand for South Dakota soybeans. South Dakota Soybeans' export strategy is rooted in building relationships with international buyers and feed processors, meeting them where they are at and hosting them on South Dakota farms. Recently, Don and Pat Shire welcomed to their Salem farm a trade delegation of buyers from the emerging markets of Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Nepal, and Cambodia. It's an area home to roughly a half billion people, says Don Shire, who is a farmer leader on the South Dakota Soybean Council.
They got the population, the growth is there. Feeding most of these guys were all pretty much poultry farmers, but they've never been to a U.S. farm. And it's great because they enjoyed, we had a bunch of U.S. farmers there, and they got to enjoy that one-on-one time. All these guys that were on the trade team are using soy, so it's just a matter of building the relationships and showing them why U.S. soy is better.
Chekhov-funded research reveals northern-grown soybeans contain a more robust protein profile than do South American soybeans, providing greater value in feed rations. Shire believes welcoming international customers to South Dakota farms drives understanding of U.S. crops, management, and the people who grow the soybeans, leaving a lasting impression and friendship.
You know, the media a lot of times says you're not supposed to like some of these areas, you know, in these countries. And the comment was made, they're just like us. They have families like us. They're just like us.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.